four, fighting each other.
Okay, Blackett, Stallings and Walters, you take the buggers from the left flank.
Horton, Spadger and I will go to the gun post.
Right, hang on, 6-8, yeah. You'll never make it, sir. Let us come with you.
Do it, old man.
Right, lads, get up. Sir, we don't meet again, sir. I'd just like to say it's been a real privilege fighting alongside you, sir.
Yes, well, this is hardly time or place for goodbye speech, eh?
No, me and the lads realise that, sir, but, well, we may never meet again, sir, so...
Yes, all right, Blackett. Thanks a lot.
No, just a moment, sir. See, me and the lads, we've had a little whip around, sir. We brought you this, sir.
Well, I don't know what to say. It's a lovely thought. But thank you all. But I think we better get to the cover now.
Tick, sir. We got something else for you as well, sir. Sorry, it's another clock, sir. There was a bit of a mix-up. Walters thought he was buying a present, and Spadger and I had already got the other one.
Well, it's beautiful. They're both beautiful. I think we'd better get the cover now,
sir,
and I'll thank you probably later on.
Corporal Sturridge got this for you as well, sir. He didn't know about the others, sir. It's Swiss.
Well, now that is the Corporal Sturridge. Good man.
And there's a car, sir, from all of us. Sorry about the blood, sir.
Thank you all.
Squad, three cheers for Captain Biggs.
Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray! Thank you. Oh, I'll be all right, sir. Oh, there's just one other thing, sir. Spadge, give him the check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, this is really going too far.
I thought we'd be able to find it, sir. Bin number four, Trent.
For Christ's sake, forget it, man.
You shouldn't have said that, sir. You've hurt his feelings now.
Don't mind me, Spadge. Toft is all the same. One minute it's all please and thank you, the next I'll kick you in the teeth.
Yeah. Oh,
let's not give him the cake.
I don't want any cake.
Look, Blackett got this especially for you, you bastard.
Yeah, he saved his rations for 6 weeks.
Sorry, I don't mean to be ungrateful. I'll be all right.
Blackett, look at him. He worked on that cake like no one else I've ever known. Some nights it was so cold we could hardly move, but Blackett'd be out there slicing the lemons, mixing the sugar and the almonds. I mean, you tried trying to get butter to melt at 15 degrees below zero. There's love in that cake. This man's love, and this man's care, and this... Oh, my Christ! You bastard!
All right, we will eat the cake. They're right, it's too good a cake not to eat. Get the plates and knives, Walters.
Yes, sir. How many plates?
Six. Better make it five.
Tablecloth, sir?
Yes, get the tablecloth. No. I'll get the tablecloth. And better get the Gaelic table hot.
And the little mat, sir.
Yes. Oh, and while you're at it, better get a doily.
I'll bring two, sir, in case one
right.
Gets crumpled.
OK.
So tea was taken in the mud of Flanders. The dying rays of the summer sun glinted on fresh sliced cucumber sandwiches and caught the rough textured richness of the Garibaldi biscuits. The sound of crackling brandy snaps filled the still air. The soldiers chuckled over their Swiss roll and spread thick butter upon their scones. Squaddies passed the milk to majors, and colonels offered apricot jam to their batmen. Generals and runners sat down to crumpet together. The great tea of 1914-18 had begun.
They haven't said much about the meaning of life so far, have they?
Well, it's been building up to it.
Has it?
Yeah, I expect they'll get onto it now.
No room. This is the end of the side, you see. There's no more time for any meaning to be revealed. Look, it's coming up. Look out, there it is. Oh!